It's up to you. Do you want to read it first, or would you like to do the presentation? You want to read it first?
Yeah.
All right, we'll go ahead and we'll read it first, so when you're ready.
The veteran is defined as someone who has served in the military. This word is used to describe many people. Soldiers who never came home, prisoners of war, soldiers who came home with severe mental or physical injuries, and soldiers who came home safe. These people came from all walks of life, and one thing they all share is a promise they make to serve the country and protect the rights, the land, and the people of the country. Veterans have been a constant in U.S. history. From wars to foreign conflicts, they've never failed to keep the American people safe. Without veterans, wars would have been lost, and land of the free would be the last thing used to describe the United States today. Without veterans, democracy would have no voice or protector. Every veteran takes a pledge when they enter the military. I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, and that I will obey the orders of the President of the United States and the orders of the officers appointed over me according to the regulations and uniform code of military justice, so help me God. This is a binding contract. Each veteran who takes this pledge is writing a blank check with the possible expense of their life or life as they know it. Countless veterans have given their lives for the improvement and safety of the country. Many have mourned the loss of a friend or family member who has not come home. Those who have lost their lives died fighting for people they will never meet, who now live in a free country because of their sacrifice. The rights, freedoms, and safety of America have been put on the line throughout history, and veterans never failed to abide by the contracts they live by every day. We're free to say and do what we would like because of the battles they have fought for us. At first glance, the end of active duty is the end of service for a veteran. This is simply not true. The contract these people signed at the beginning of their careers is truly a lifetime contract, and the values learned during service, such as honesty, respect, and loyalty, stay with them. Many veterans who leave the military enter into law enforcement. 25% of police officers have a military background. Those who are not in law enforcement are constantly finding other ways to help fellow veterans. This includes mental health programs for veterans with PTSD, the Wounded Warriors Project, and programs to help veterans re-enter the civilian world. Serving the country is more than a job, it's a calling. After service, veterans continue to work hard to bring their experiences and the positive impacts service has had on them into civilian life. Veterans exceed the expectations set on them in the service by continuing to not only serve the people in their family and of this country, but by being a resource and mentor to fellow veterans. When asked why a veteran is important, the first thing I think of are the veterans I know. My great-grandfather served as a Marine in World War II. He was stationed in the Pacific and served until the war's end. I've heard countless of stories from my grandmother about his time overseas. After the war, he continued to contribute to his country by becoming a mentor for two other veterans struggling with entering civilian life. My grandfather, who's a very big part of my life, was in the Navy and the National Guard. He also continued serving his country after military service by entering the workforce as an EMT and later in security. When asked why the veteran is important, I think of my family members who have served, what they gave for freedom, and how they've carried their experiences and passion for helping others into their careers. Veterans are a crucial part of why this country is the land of the free. To me, that's why veterans are important. Veterans have never failed to protect the people of the United States, and some made the ultimate sacrifice to ensure the safety of others. So why is the veteran important? It's because veterans are reminders of the person we can all be. They give us something to aspire to. This does not mean just a specified time of service, sacrifice, and devotion to their country, but an entire lifetime of putting others' safety and well-being before their own. Our veterans apply their training, experience, and selflessness every day to lead by example, and that is a level of importance that demands respect and acknowledgement. After all, as Jim Robin once said, whoever renders service puts himself in line for greatness. Great wealth, great return, great satisfaction, great reputation, and great joy.
So before I present this to you, I do want to say this. You talk a lot, obviously, about the importance of veterans, but I want to say thank you for what you're doing and what you're writing and how you're perceiving it and how you're putting that out there, especially to younger people, about the importance, right? What it means to you and keeping that alive, right? And what it truly means to appreciate a veteran, right? Not that we're looking for it, but Thank you. That's beautiful. So thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
So I think are you gonna do this again next year?
Because
yeah. I'll just start working on the trophy now. If you want me to,
I'll
get the fourth ring. I'm already working on it. I'm already on it. All right. So Veterans of Foreign Wars, United States and its Auxiliary, Voice of Democracy, Certificate of Merit, presented to Harmony Olson, an outstanding spokesperson for freedom. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And then we will have, we do have a check that will be presented to you, I promise. I'll get it to that man right there. What he does with it, it's up to him, right? But thank you very much. Thank you for coming. And that was beautiful.
Thank you.